rhinestones, oh my god. Oh, where's your hat then, though? Oh, rhinestones. Shall we in a minute? All that guff about that microchip got in the back of his neck. Oh. Now's my another baby, alright?
Lovely, Dad.
Is she my another baby, alright?
The other night we went round and we walked down the entrance to the field, you know, walked right the way down, and I mean, we couldn't see him, obviously. He's gone.
Hello, Fred.
Oh, he's beautiful.
Oh,
shake
a bit.
Okay, you'll be alright.
He's a bit nervous, I think.
He's definitely got Ben's face though.
Definitely. His nose is everything.
And a bit of the ears,
except the ears bend, don't they? Well, you've never seen him before.
Fred, I told you that the kingdom was in danger.
Yes, Mr. Seth, even I
Oh, he's lovely, Dad.
And I said, I didn't. And I
How he carries his tail.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Can I ask you to put that in your handbag for now? If it'll go.
It won't go, but I'll tell you.
Yeah. Oh.
My concerns are for the present, not for the past. Go ahead and follow me. Given our history and the medical background, I'm concerned that there was suicide. If it wasn't for those two unexplained incidents, when she fell through the trap door and when she was ill, Arthur. Kingman could have pushed her out of
the way. Wait, let's see what I got here. Oh, yeah.
Have I got any change? Change of what?
I've got to give Jackie £3.48.
So if I gave you £1.50,
yeah, that's fine.
We owe you two pence.
Oh, can't do that. No way.
Jack?
Thank you. Tell me you've got your money for this. Oh, lovely. Thank you very much. Well, she didn't read all the books.
Okay.
One, but you can give her what you want as long as
she
puts it down on the... As long as it's over 50, you can give her what you want.
I gave her
£1. £1.50, did you say?
I read all that.
I gave her £1.
Oh, you'll have to get him vaccinated, Dad.
Yeah,
I think you're waiting. Because he's had a temporary one.
How did you catch him?
I didn't.
Oh yeah, that's. Oh sorry.
He was playing down right. The dog's home in the car park.
How did they catch him at the dog's home? That's what I see.
Well, he just went
used to
Alice,
isn't
he?
Ah, I see. Yeah.
They must have called him, and he went in. When they came in to work, they parked their cars, and he was playing in the car park. I mean, it's marvellous. I mean, he hasn't walked up.
No, it's been brought how up he here. Found his way back again.
Yeah. It's marvellous.
Don't forget, Wayne, you got to go across the back road. Could you rinse everyone's face and you could be out for infinity? Have you not? It's like a racetrack, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, Wayne, he's got the speech to manage it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right there.
Not very,
He's getting better, though.
Right.
Well, it makes him sound like a bit of groceries, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh,
thank you.
Thank you very much. Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
realise that you aren't watching your voice.
This one's been on before.
Come in.
Is that was the first part was on last week. This is the second part. Yeah, but I think that they stab him. No.
This is the second part of this mystery. It's a two-part mystery. It was on last week and it's on this week.
How did whoever get killed?
Poison. In mushroom soup. Mushroom soup.
Yeah. I know how they did that as well. Do you?
Yeah.
With toadstools.
Yeah, but if all of them ate it and he's the only one that died.
Maybe you just put one to
We've been thinking about it for a while. We
haven't done it yet.
Because he's never off the
leash.
No.
But you still think, well, the door could get left
open.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's right, yeah. You know, you never can tell.
He didn't run out there once in the really, really windy weather.
Yeah, he didn't go out.
The door got blew open.
Remember, Mum? The door got blown open.
Yeah.
Got me fastened up front there.
Oh, lovely.
I ordered fastened.
It's the ones that come up every year.
We're just collecting facts.
Isn't that?
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it perennial? They call them ones that come up every year.
Perennial.
I think so.
Vomiting, stomach pain, violent pain.
You complain of anything else?
And not enough. That's what you get when someone tries to poison you.
Good. Did your sister have any specific worries or problems?
You mean apart from being married to him?
Down the Amanda's playing.
Yeah, we played game Murder in the Dark. What are you doing? So you've got this piece of paper, and it's got murder, victim, policeman, and judge.
Yeah.
And you fold them up and you put them in something. You pull one out, and whatever it says on it, you've got to stick, and all the lights go out. If you're a policeman, judge, victim, then you just walk around the room. If you're the murderer, you've got to walk around the room and do that with somebody. And then they've got to fall down and die, and they give a signal, like they scream or they do something. And then somebody walks over to the light, puts the light on. And then the judge has got to ask the people where they were, and then he's got to clap something, sort of go clap, clap, and then he's got to point to somebody. And then you just keep going like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing is you turn out all the lights.
Everybody's how many of you were put down there then?
Four. And that's about the right amount. Because news is a murderer, victim, judge, policeman.
What?
If you find it, they're too difficult to manage. But it's actually now made out as an adoption of the dog.
Yeah.
You don't don't own it, you adopt it to bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
Not the first time. You've been too tired, haven't you? I'm going to sit here and be insulted.
Oh, really?
Oh. Time for a sharp visit. Time for a cool,
sharp heart. What's that, Dad?
Bingo.
Oh.
He's lovely.
Pop into your local Currys this Christmas and you'll discover why we're different from everywhere else.
With your toy.
Thanks to our great range, great great.
The clattering of airport road, didn't you tell me?
On interest-free credit.
Sparks flying out of the back of the horse's heels.
Oh. If chemical medical do investments, what a funny name. Well, they were set up in 1824 to look after the professional people of the day.
Quite a stocky horse, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Mind you, if in 1824 there had been professional photographers, professional commodity dealers...
So it's good, really, for you to ride him, really, because he's... Yeah.
Computer programmers? DJs? No doubt, clerical medical would have looked after their needs too, just as they do today. Clerical medical, the choice of the professional.
And the caravan outside of the free path.
We don't seem to have much in common.
Ah.
I know. I end up with you right first.
And I loathe modern art.
Yeah, Grandad had a console, didn't he?
And a Rover.
But before the Rover, he had a console. Estate.
There's something about that with Ben. It says here, a dog that has had a bad home is likely to be very insecure, and it may misinterpret ordinary actions, such as the handling of a broom, a stick, or an umbrella.
Yeah.
You can't get Ben out of that if you've got a broom in your hand, a brush. He's not as bad now as he used to be.
He stays away.
But he won't walk past you. He'll walk
if you're around. If you're hoovering, you'll go all the way round to try and... Yeah. Keep away from me.
Windy don't like the Hoover. I put it on this morning. He didn't like it. It's not that there, isn't it?
Hey, new friend now. Nice. New friend. New friend.
Leave him alone. Fred. Leave Windy alone.
Yes, thanks,
Dad. He hasn't got anything you can pinch. But he's so good, seeing you've only been here 2 days.
Fine, he'll change a lot.
Oh, yeah, as he gets used to you, he'll get more lively.
Because we found that with Ben, and Ben changed when he actually matured.
Yeah.
Because postman, milkman, he didn't take any notice until he matured.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden.
Yeah.
But they're pretty docile type of dog, but they're a chaser.
Yeah. And with a dog that moves that quickly, he's not just a chaser, he's a catcher as well.
Yeah.
I noticed that with Ben. He saw something, he saw a cat, and he zoomed out the front door, and he was gone. And it was only when he lost sight of the cat that he thought about where he was.
Yeah.
He just went straight for him, and, you know, he just didn't think about where he was going or anything.
Then when he comes to look round,
and he was completely lost. Yeah. And as it was, I could see him, and I called him. And he looked over and he saw me and he came dashing across all the gardens. He was ever so pleased to see me.
Yeah.
But see a cat and he's gone.
Yeah.
As I said, when I come in this morning, Fred was on his blanket. Then once this morning, Fred's bum was on his blanket when he curled up by the side. Well, they can't be arch enemies to do that, can they? But when he gets up, he unwinds.
Yeah.
Uncurls.
Yeah.
And then he stretches. And he stretches so far.
And he gets longer and longer.
Yeah.
You wonder how much longer he's going to
get. Yeah.
He won't get much bigger, though, from what
No, he's pretty much full grown, isn't he?
I didn't expect him to be quite that big. So
I said to you he was pretty tall.
Yeah.
Leave the door open a minute, Christine, it's a bit warm in here.
He's watching
because he's got a
knee. Yeah. Should
I put the owl
there? Yeah. In the house, but... I mean, outside, I'm not going to trust him, could I?
Oh, no. It says in here 6 weeks.
Yeah.
What the hell is going on?
Mike, I haven't left. I mean, I'm not walking out.
No, we've been being so fast. It's not a good idea if we have a couple of days apart,
you know, until we both calm down.
Yeah, because I think it's in here. It says 6 weeks.
No, we don't have to. I want to.
I mean, that gives them time to become accustomed. He'll go backwards and forwards that field so often.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He says beware of letting your new dog off the lead until he has come with you in 6 weeks.
I think perhaps if he got out of the field after then, he would make for here.
Yeah.
After about 6 weeks, you know.
He certainly seems to know his way around there, doesn't he?
Yeah. He can find it.
Especially as it was the first time he's been brought up this way, as far as we know.
Yeah.
And he wasn't walked up.
He was brought up in a car. It's fascinating how he found his way down there.
Yeah. I thought you don't know where he lived before, it might have been.
Round that distance. Well, Bemister, I think it was found, wasn't he, Jack?
Oh, yeah, so it's not that far,
is it? Isn't it funny that Ben come from Bemister?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, so lucky. I mean, he does, although Ben's a totally different breed, his face, his eyes.
Yeah, just very much
like that. And the ears are very similar.
Only Ben stands right up.
Yeah.
Whereas his do flop down.
But Ben's flop down sometimes. Most of the time they're flop down.
Well, not like that. If Ben was led like that, his ears would be up straight.
Yeah.
But his are just...
Mike, how are you coping on the road?
I think Ben might be a Whippet Jack Russell Cross.
Well, yeah, I don't know. He's something, because he's very long in the body for a...
Yeah.
Small dog.
Mm.
He's got quite a long body, which is what...
Yeah.
Whippet
Yeah.
Do
you know, let's say how much it is? Mm. Yeah, well, we can think about it after Christmas, we can't do it now. Well, next year, yeah. Is it? Oh, that's a good time. February, March, we have time to get over Christmas.
Yeah.
And the massive amount of money we're going to spend on my birthday present.
Oh, yeah.
So,
it's sort of boring you.
Yeah.
Come on, Wendy, got nothing of yours over there.
Well, you're going to take me out to Easy Runner, aren't you? Specialist running shop up in St. Michael's Hill.
Oh, yeah. They've got several in I suppose they're more sports. Those sport shoes covers running.
Yeah. There are lots of shops about which sell sports shoes. There are lots of shops about that sell sports shoes.
Yeah.
And they've got shoes for squash and shoes for tennis and shoes for this and shoes for that.
The other ones
but
are running.
And they sell running shoes as well. But this one is a running specialist. They do nothing but sell equipment for runners. And the people who run the shop are runners themselves, and you can sort of go to them and ask their advice on all sorts of things.
What special support and that you need.
Yeah, all sorts of things like that. And not just shoes, but you might go out there and I don't know. What's a good way of getting myself seen when I'm going out running at night and things like that, you know, and they'll give you advice and they'll say, well, there's this you can use or that or, you know, about all sorts of running problems and things.
You filled out your form about your voices?
Hmm?
You filled in your form about your voices?
Yeah, I've done that.
Well, you put...
Hmm?
A shouting match.
I've got to put... First name, occupation, male or female.
Who was the first one on that bit?
Well, I reckon Auntie Iris was the first one because she said, oh, hello.
Yeah.
How are you? And then Lorna started.
Yeah. And then Lorna went on.
And then
Lorna went on.
Yeah. And then you said something. And I already had Jackie because... Jackie had been speaking earlier on the tape. So I put Auntie Iris, then Lorna, then you.
I was watching the television and then all of a sudden it's too late. Instead of being rolled up in a ball. He was looking for something in a hurry. And I couldn't find out. I like t-shirts in one pile, sweatshirts in another, pullovers in another, jeans in another, but they were all sort of. I had to sort them all out again so you can see what he got up there.
I tend to put sweatshirts and jumpers together.
Yeah, well, what I do sometimes I wear a thing just once and I think, well, it's not dirty, so I put it back in. And
In the proper place. No, I like a separate pile for sweatshirts and pullovers and jumpers.
Well, the proper place is in the cupboard. It doesn't matter where, but as long as it's in the cupboard.
Oh, yes, it does. It's
I know.
If you go up and want a t-shirt, you go to that part. If you go up and you want a sweatshirt, you go to that part.
If I want a t-shirt, I don't go to any pile. I go to the hangers because I hang my t-shirts up.
Oh.
I hang my shirts and my t-shirts up.
You can assume.
And my sweatshirts and jumpers, I fold up and they're all in together.
Mm-hmm. Well, we don't have ours.
And mine is a mess in a moment because I keep looking in mine.
I must sort
that
out.
Of course, ours are really high up.
Yeah.
So you can't push anything in the back.
No. You've got to more or less get up on something to sort it out too.
So overdue for getting up there and sorting. All our other fishes are fine now.
Mm-hmm.
So, that one as it died, though, Dad said, I'd noticed it because it couldn't seem to get down. All the others you didn't see because
no.
The land bottom, the weather's got colder.
Mm-hmm.
But that particular one seemed to be very floated out.
Mm-hmm.
And it was as if it wasn't floating on the surface. And it was doing all the things that fishes do, but it was... It
is there a disease called bloat?
What is it? They called it dropsy.
Oh, yeah.
It's one they say. And they say it's very rare.
Mm-hmm.
But they say if a fish gets it, that's one of the symptoms. It gets very bloated out.
Bloated.
Mm-hmm. They say if it gets it, take the fish out and destroy it. But it's knowing if...
Yeah, you might be destroying it and it might just... Oh, rat!
That's right, I mean, it might be a fish, shall we?
Over a period of time, but didn't let on. Well, I agree, he killed her because she felt trapped and the marriage just wasn't going to work, and divorce would have meant humiliating himself and buying Corinne Lask. But okay, I'll tell you what you're at. Not straight away, but I think I can show you how Kingman tried to kill Hannah on the night of the dinner party.
Yeah.
He's got a coat just like Ben's.
Yes, silky and that.
You would have to put me a filet d'aron marine à la rosette en gelée. Well, I'd like you to sit down with me and try a bowl of chicken soup.
No, I don't. I made it like mud soup, not game soup.
Sort of greeny, isn't it?
Yeah. Let the game go well matured.
Oh, I love that bit in Shogun. I don't know whether you remember it or whether you saw it at all, but they had Richard Chamberlain shot a pheasant.
Yeah.
And he hung it up outside his house to let it rot and let it get gamey. And his Chinese assistant, the person who'd been assigned to sort of look after him and do his translating and things like that, took it down and buried it. Because they didn't eat rotten meat. They did.
We wanted to see how the pivoting head and clean foil followed the contours of his face for a really close shave.
You can't beat a wet shave.
Then we checked how much the brawn has taken off. Very impressive. Once you try it, we think you'll find you haven't shaved.
That looked like the neck of the brawn.
No. You can't beat a wet shave.
I'm just over the rim now. To the west, good help on.
I find, I mean, people have said that, oh, having a wet shave makes my face sore and things like that. I find using an electric shaver makes your face sore because you're rubbing your face all the time. Whereas...
I mean, really, with a blade, it's only one.
That's right. And it's all, I mean, I use this gel stuff, which doesn't dry skin out or anything. And, It's just like washing your face with water. I mean, it doesn't...
Olive orange with a great fruity taste and now with a full range of vitamins and supplements.
Oh, I used to hate it when I was doing plays, though. And you'd have grease paint on. And you'd try and you have to put cream on your face to get the grease paint off, and so you'd be putting lots and lots of grease and muck on your skin, and then you get spots, and then you'd be trying to shave and you don't want to cut a spot.
Ugh.
Oh, horrible.
And the cream actually brought it up in spots, did it, that they were putting on, or was it the actual makeup? Or?
Well, it's not the makeup or the cream, it's the fact that you're putting so much muck on your skin all the time and it clogs up pores and causes spots. Because you have to put a lot of cream on your face to get the makeup off. And you do that, especially if you're doing two performances a day, It's an awful lot of mess you're putting on your face. You can't get it all off.
Done anything about her Christmas presents yet, Jack?
Yeah.
Oh. Three drawers, one side is solid.
Oh.
And
the support the other side is a bookshelf.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. I've got one exactly the same as that, except it's wooden. It's got three drawers on the side and it's got a bookshelf.
That's so much.
Is it nice?
Yeah. Where's that Briss, is it? Yeah.
But at the moment,
yeah.
And the bookshelf's on the
wrong side.
Oh.
Bookshelf.
You might be able to decide which side you want it on, though.
Yeah,
you're right,
it's a
flat
pack.
Wood.
Yeah.
Is it wooden? I don't know. It's.
Well, it will be wood, but whether it's covered over, whether it's wood grain, or whether it's white, or I don't know.
They might have a selection. They might have it done in white, black, and wood. Decided what she's doing with her money yet. She's still making lists out.
She's more or less.
She's gonna have to hurry up now.
Problems got to do with
anything.
And if there's any over, she might be able to get some other bits for
death. Yeah.
I mean, she might want to buy.
She was really good about it.
A nice desk. She's got a desk
she's
type.
She's got a desk tidy. What might be an idea is to get herself a blotter, so not one with blotting paper.
No, I know. Yeah. I know.
Yeah, because it's easier to write on than the wooden desk.
It's like a layer of plastic with a very thin layer of sort of foam underneath. So when you write, it's soft. It was like you were writing on a writing pad. Because you know if you write on a wooden table, it's quite hard, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it makes it, it's a nice soft surface for you to write on.
Is the one element that
divides
Hannah from the rest of them?
Sort of like a board. Like that, yeah.
What? Hood?
Got this little
an alibi for the
that's other. Right.
Yeah, I'm going to do. Just trying to think, what could I get?
Are you serious about it?
There. One or the other, or both? The crush for the case.
Well, I've written most of your books. I've written that bookcase, which would
mean you could
have your work.
Put that
little shell box in
there. It'll go for everyone except
Hannah. That's right. You
can
put all sorts of
little
things in there.
But let's wait and see, because
I'll take you out
tomorrow. Perhaps
next weekend.
I think kind of
tomorrow.
Yeah.
What is
it? Another 3 weekends?
Corinne
is the only one that has offered us that
information. I mean, oh,
what's his name?
Saffron said she was not interested in the events of the evening. I shall prepare him to design the mother's account.
He
sort of folds up.
Yeah,
it's peculiar. You'd never think he'd go into that smaller
room. Unless they're lovely to cuddle, because they do curl up into a ball. They're all cuddly.
See what we can get.
So there isn't any chance you could get a Monday or Tuesday.
I'd love to get that. Could I stay off as well? Make it a Thursday please.
No, because I'm at work Thursday, Dad's at work.
Oh yeah, well.
We should have it when there's least disturbance.
There are two problems with that. There are things, certain things I'm committed to, and to have time off means I've still got to be able to do those things. Do you see what I mean? So I've got to watch that. But I could manage. I could certainly manage to have a half day. And if we were looking around in town. Okay, but you'd have to come and get me, and we'd go straight off. The other thing is that I haven't got any leave. Yeah, I haven't got any leave. Well, I've got enough leave to take the time off over Christmas. That's all agreed. But I haven't got any extra. And I already took a half day off flexi leave. I already took a half day off flexi leave to have my driving test last week.
And if you do it on a weekend, Christine will have any
time off. And I really want to... I will build up some more time, but I haven't got any to take at the moment.
Look, we've got to sort your bedroom out first. That's the first job.
You don't have it for Christmas anyway.
Oh, no, not on Wednesday. I'm on a bachelor.
I don't get any more leave till February now. I've got some leave, but what I've got booked is that I finish... When's Christmas? Is it a Wednesday? I finish the Friday before that Wednesday, and I don't go back until the Thursday after New Year's Day. And we both got that length of time off, and so that's used up all my leave. I haven't got any more to take until after February then.
Well, how do you feel either tomorrow night? No,
perhaps not
tomorrow night, Tuesday night, about seeing if we can do a bit more sorting out in her bedroom.
Because
if we leave it all to the weekend, we don't do it. You know what it's like.
Yeah.
Especially now Brian's got your driving lesson stuck in the middle of the day.
The only other thing is to... We've got to do things in the morning.
Yeah, open tomorrow at 9 o'clock anyway.
I don't know.
But if you wanted to come and meet me from work, we could go straight off somewhere then.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, if I come and meet you by the time we fight our way back across town, there's no point. We don't get home till 10 to 6. So that if we had to go to Brislington, we wouldn't get there until 10 to 6. You know what it was like when we went to Tesco, be fair, after work.
Yeah, but if they're open till 8 o'clock...
Oh, yeah, if they're open till 8,
if they were open till late, you could...
And there are a lot of places that will be open late. Yeah. All the shops in town are open late on one night a week.
Yeah.
But I can't remember what night it is.
I'll phone them up then and see.
I believe... I'll ask around in town.
Well, easier still. I'll tell you what. I'm coming into Tesco tomorrow.
But I've got a feeling.
If I get Dad knows where MFI is. If I get him to drive me round there, I'll remember which way to go. So it's not very far off the beaten track. I'll have a look round.
Yeah.
And then we'll have to see if we can sort out something else.
I mean.
Because we're finding on the weekend we've got so much.
Yeah, you've got no time to do it.
We don't get a chance. What with trying to get the washing and ironing up together and the housework and everything as well, you just don't get time to do it.
We did have this problem before, but we started earlier, didn't we?
When you said it wasn't for me.
Last Christmas.
Because of the book of stars and calendars.
No.
We had some time off, didn't we?
Meant just
for me. I haven't got any time off I can take now. I could possibly have a half day next Monday.
Look at it, see what they've got.
because this week I'm doing a 5-day course, I tend to add on about an hour to my time every day.
Yeah.
Because I tend to do 8:30 till 5:30 with no lunch. If I do that, that's 5 hours I'll have built up in 1 week. So I could take a 1/2 day then.
Excuse me, that's a bump in the job before you're getting her back. Job keeping up with
mm.
you, you know. Yes, you are. Super Fred, his little legs will be going so fast, you won't see them.
Yeah, vroom. There'll be Fred waddling along. Hello, Fred. They're ignoring you. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Jack? Jackie? They making a fuss of that Windy, are they? I'll make a fuss of you. Yeah. Oh, yeah, good boy. Good boy. Yeah. He's a good boy. Yeah. A good boy.
We've been through all that before. All years to do it right.